Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic Morning Prayer on Thursday, June 25th, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my wife, Diane Greaves.
Good morning.
We invite you to join us on Sunday morning, June the 28th, on Facebook or on our website next week afterwards for our video worship service, Christ Church at Home, with the Romans series Book of Romans continues, and there'll be a Zoom coffee hour following. If you have prayer requests or suggestions, please be in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you, and we trust that you will enjoy this service. Take a deep breath and join us as we begin our time of worship. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonders, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen.
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you.
Come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you.
The first reading is from the book of Numbers, chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and get 12 staffs from them, one from the leader of each of their ancestral tribes. Write the name of each name on his staff. On the staff of Levi, write Aaron's name, for there must be one staff for the head of each ancestral tribe. Place them in the tent of meeting in front of the testimony where I meet with you. The staff belonging to the man I choose will sprout, and I will rid myself of this constant grumbling against you by the Israelites." So Moses spoke to the Israelites and their leaders, gave them 12 staffs, one for the leader of each of their ancestral tribes, and Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the testimony. The next day, Moses entered the tent of the testimony and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the house of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded blossoms and produced almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staffs from the Lord's presence to all the Israelites. They looked at them, and each man took his own staff. The Lord said to Moses, "Put back Aaron's staff in front of the testimony to be kept as a sign to the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumbling against me, so that they will not die." Moses did just as the Lord commanded him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 105, Psalm 105, verses 1 to 22. And we'll say Psalm 105 by alternate verse. Give thanks to the Lord and call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done.
Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts.
Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always.
Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced.
O descendants of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones.
He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations.
The covenant he made with Abraham, this oath he swore to Isaac.
He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant.
To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit.
When they were but few in numbers, few indeed, and strangers in it.
They wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another.
He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings.
Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm.
He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food.
And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave.
They bruised his feet with shackles, his neck was put in irons.
Till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true.
The king sent and released him, the ruler of peoples set him free.
He made him master of his household, ruler over all the possessed.
To instruct his princes as he pleased, and teach his elders wisdom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more having been reconciled shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A brief reflection from the couple's devotional Bible, New International Version, a short devotion called Joyful Gratitude. There is no single area where the faith of the Bible is more at odds with 21st century North American culture than Job losing everything that he used to call his own. North Americans, many of them, believe they have certain rights, the right to be happy, the right to an acceptable standard of living, the right to a satisfying marriage and a fulfilling job. But according to the Bible, we have no rights. Whatever we do have, we have because God, in his grace and generosity, has given it to us. When we realize this, there comes into our lives a joyful gratitude for what we have, and we are freed from resentment and anxiety over what we don't have. Marriage builder questions, or if you're single, relationship builder. How does gratitude free you from anxiety over what you don't have? How can giving up those false expectations actually help you meet each other's needs even better in the future? An expression of faith. Lord,
you have always given bread for the coming day,
and though I am poor, today I believe.
Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe.
Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe.
Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe.
Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe.
Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe.
Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. Intercessions and prayers today. Let us pray in faith to God our Father, to his Son Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. For the Church of the Living God throughout the world, all the many expressions of the faith of Jesus Christ in the many countries of the world, especially with missionaries who are seeking to share evangelical good news in words and in actions and build relationships with people, and those relationships with people we might build to share the good news among our own friends. Let us ask the riches of his grace.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who proclaim the word of truth, let us ask the infinite wisdom and compassion of Christ.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who have consecrated their lives to the kingdom of God, think of the Anglican sisters and Anglican monks in different communities around the world whose lives are to pray and to teach and to show God's mercy and to offer hospitality. And for all struggling to follow the way of Christ, let us ask the gifts of the Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For Elizabeth, our Queen, for Justin, the Prime Minister of this country, for Doug, the Premier, mayors of our communities, and for all who govern the nations, that they may strive for justice and peace, especially among people of different colored skin or languages, economic well-being, or struggles. Let us ask the strength of God.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For scholars and research workers, especially those working toward the COVID-19 cure or treatment or vaccine, that their studies may benefit humanity, let us ask the light of the Lord.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those in need today, especially those on our hearts, for Biba, friend of Nancy's, Tim Keller, Tula, Hunter, Hans, Clifford, Sarah Thau, Harold, Pauline, Lillian, for the Reverend Sheila Ashworth, who's palliative care. Giving thanks for Jen with her new birth, Rita's stepdaughter, and for Clarissa, who's due any day now, for our migrant workers, and we'll also support them. For parishes seeking incumbents, for priests in charge, for the ministries of Christ Church, our pastoral care, worship, outreach, stewardship, children's and youth ministries, pastoral care with seniors, for our growing as disciples and disciple makers of Christ, even in this summer season, for our Mission Action Plan team, and for all those whom we wish to pray for at this time, silently or aloud. Who is drawing near to the light of Christ, that God would draw him to himself, and we'd find appropriate ways to share the good news. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray for all who have passed from this life in faith and obedience. Let us ask the peace of Christ.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin or be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord, who loves us with an everlasting love even before we knew it.
Amen.
The collect for the day. O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear and preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as your Savior has taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be
thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power,
and the glory,
forever and ever. Amen.
Celtic blessing. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.